Hello, thank you for subscribing and listening to the University of North Florida Center for Instruction and Research Technology CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the September 2019 edition of CERT News, which is located at www.unf.edu/CIRT/news. In this edition of the Faculty Spotlight, we'll be discussing how Tracy Matthews, an instructor in the School of Communication, is supporting students by making instructional materials accessible. Instructor Tracy Matthews has a passion for ensuring that every student is able to fully participate in her courses and that inaccessible content does not present a barrier. Matthews has been teaching since 1991 and went into education because of the students. She has taught in higher education, worked in corporate training, and been a speech consultant to professionals. At UNF, she teaches fundamentals of public speaking for professionals, and interpersonal communication. Initial efforts focused on Matthews' Fundamental of Public Speaking course, which enrolls around 140 students per year. In addition to ensuring that her Canvas site and documents were accessible, Matthews has worked with CERT staff to get all of her course videos captioned. That service is available for all Canvas course audiovisual content. Transcripts and captioning make videos accessible for individuals with hearing impairments and provide students with access to materials in their preferred formats, which is ideal for all learners. Matthews reports that accessibility is important because all people deserve a chance to grow and learn. She says, if a student has met the criteria at UNF to be a student, they deserve to be able to access my course content. It may be a lot of work, but I feel like it is the right thing to do. She is motivated by experience with students that had disabilities and struggled to access content. She says, one student was physically disabled, but not cognitively disabled. Her primary struggle was having reliable employees to get her out of bed and assist her with daily care so she could get to class. She sometimes was late to class or even missed a class because a paid care staff didn't show up for work. We saw her cry, we saw her get angry, but we watched her persevere. She wanted to be an independent learner and was willing to put in the effort. She had the technology to access content. She carried a full load, but her secondary struggle was that much of the content in her course was not accessible. This became just another obstacle in her way towards achieving the goals she had set up in her heart. We were inspired and changed because of her tenacity. It is students like this that deserve a chance, even if it is only for one. I am motivated to make my content accessible. Students will benefit from Matthews' effort because accessibility allows them to pursue their passions, and she feels her time is a good investment in allowing those students an opportunity at an education that will allow them to grow personally and professionally. We applaud Matthews and her dedication to supporting success for all students.
This is Deb Miller, Assistant Vice President for Digital Learning, and in this edition of CERT News, you will see a focus on accessibility. The University of North Florida is committed to ensuring that no individual with a disability is excluded, denied services, segregated, or treated differently than any other individual. Instructional materials should be available in an accessible format at the same time and with the same ease of use that materials are provided to students without disabilities. It's simply the right thing to do. In order to monitor the accessibility of instructional materials in Canvas and provide faculty and students with tools for improvement, UNF acquired Ally. Ally is an accessibility checker that provides instructors with feedback on the accessibility of uploaded files and guidance to make those documents more accessible. Ally also automatically provides alternative file formats for upload, including HTML, electronic braille, and audio. Ally will be used to identify a baseline for the accessibility of course materials and to monitor accessibility over time by providing regular reports to the university's ADA compliance office. CertNow is also providing additional services and tools to assist instructors in providing accessible instructional materials. Those are highlighted in the newsletter, but we have new training, consultation options, a course accessibility checklist, the Ally tool, and captioning and transcription services available for you. You'll also find CERT's annual report in this newsletter. Please take some time to review and learn what we've accomplished in the past year and plans for the coming year. We'd love any feedback that you have.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director in CERT. In this edition of Digital Thinking, we'll discuss accessibility of WordPress sites in faculty domains. We strongly encourage faculty to keep accessibility in mind as they use faculty domains to create websites. The World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C, the international organization for setting web standards, created the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG, to help website creators make their content accessible to a wider range of people and more usable to people in general. The WCAG has four high-level guidelines to help sites be more accessible. They are perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. WordPress, the main tool we recommend for faculty websites, is built with these principles in mind. Faculty can do a few simple things that will go a long way in making sure their faculty domain's WordPress site meets the WCAG. These are: 1. Only use themes and plugins that meet accessibility standards. 2. Be sure to correctly use text headings. 3. Use alternate text for any non-text content, like images, audio, and video. 4. Use colors with high contrast for the foreground and background of content and readable font sizes. And 5. Use an accessibility checker like Wave to check your site for issues. For more information about making your faculty domain's site accessible, please see the full article in this edition of CERT News.
Hi, this is Heather Taylor, and I'm one of the instructional designers in CERT. This month, in my article, Four Easy Ways to Make Your Course More Accessible, I discuss some simple ways you can design your online courses with accessibility in mind, such as including meaningful alternative text, providing proper formatting and structure, using descriptive hyperlinks, and selecting appropriate font types, sizes, and colors. I also briefly explain the difference between accessibility and an accommodation request. Check out CERT News for the complete article.
Thank you for listening. For questions and comments, please visit us on the web at www.unf.edu/CIRT. Have a great day.